A history-making decision ahead for the Supreme Court. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Justices heard about 3 hours of arguments yesterday over whether former President Trump or any president has immunity from prosecution.
This is a first of its kind. Now, Justice Kagan was one of those to say the framers could have provided blanket presidential immunity for all kinds of things. They did not put that in the Constitution, and they were providing protections for other officials in other places. Here's what she said about why they may have done that.
They were reacting against a monarch who claimed to be above the law. Wasn't the whole point that the president was not a monarch?
Fox's Shannon Bream reporting. Some justices appear open to granting some level of immunity to protect former presidents. Well, former President Trump was not at that high court for the hearing. He was compelled to attend his hush money trial in New York City.
And it was really an incredible day. Open your eyes. And we can't let this continue to happen to our country.
Former tabloid publisher David Pecker testified yesterday about agreements he made with several people for the exclusive rights to stories about the former president, which he chose not to publish. A New York appeals court overturns the rape conviction of former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
The 4-3 majority finding the trial judge erred by allowing women who were not a part of the case to testify about their own accusations against the disgraced entertainment mogul.
Fox's Alicia Acuna. The U.S. and China butted heads over a number of contentious issues today as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi and senior Chinese officials in Beijing. The two sides underscored the importance of keeping lines of communication open while lamenting divisions are becoming more serious. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses.
Universities across the country scrambling to shut down anti-Israel protests and encampments before they spiral and take over, like at Columbia. Chaos at Emory University in Atlanta as protesters were tased, pepper sprayed, and carried away. Just the school is blaming outside agitators. Police and protesters clashing at Emerson College in Boston. More than 100 people were arrested. Campus remains closed to outsiders at the University of Southern California after police were called in and arrested more than 90 people.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. USC canceled its main graduation ceremony over safety concerns. In Texas, the San Antonio Express News reports a magistrate threw out the charges against most of the protesters arrested at UT. The issue was a technicality over how the charges were filed. It's a literal passing of the torch as the Olympic flame gets handed over to France today.
11 days ago, the Olympic torch was lit and the 2024 hosts are finally getting their hands on it. This at a ceremony in Athens, Greece, inside the stadium which opened the first modern Olympics in 1896. The last Greek torchbearer will light a cauldron from which a performer playing a high priestess will ignite a final torch. After a night at the French embassy, the Olympic flame will travel by three-masted ship for the French port of Marseille. Another long relay awaits before the opening ceremony on July 26th. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Nights in white satin.
And the last original member of the Moody Blues, Mike Pender, dies at 82. The keyboardist, singer, and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame died Wednesday at his home in Northern California. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.